I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and favorite memories from the hilltop. This week's program is the story of Jerry Rockwell's toys. According to an item from the Kane Republican, the idea for starting the Holgate Brothers Company came from W.H. Davis's daughter in 1929. Before long, Davis's business associate and well-known Kane resident, J.E. Henretta, traveled to Columbia University in New York City to study children's play habits. It was in New York that Henretta met Jarvis Jerry Rockwell, who would become the talented designer behind Holgate Toys. According to Henretta, Holgate never aimed to make amusing toys. Rather, it tried to place in the hand of the child something that is useful in his education. As a result, Jarvis Rockwell created the colorful wooden shapes that would become known the world over as Jerry's Blocks. When Jerry Rockwell arrived in Kane in 1931, his younger brother Norman was already an American icon. Known for his painting and illustrations of freckled-faced boys, pigtailed girls, kindly doctors, and small-town scenes that mirrored Americans on Saturday evening post covers, Norman was not the only genius in the Rockwell family. In a Saturday evening post article, Norman remembered drawing ships for brother Jerry on pieces of cardboard when they were boys. In his years in Kane as a toy designer, Jerry modeled sailboats for Holgate and sailed them on Evergreen Park Pond. According to Norman, Jerry was also the best athlete in school and said he was a real boy's boy. In 1935, Holgate shipped one of Jerry's specially designed wooden trains to big-time Hollywood star Harold Lloyd as a Christmas gift for one of his children. In all, the toy train weighed 144 pounds. During the 1930s, the AB Cone Block featured an annual display of Jerry's toy designs in its Field Street window to acquaint the people of Kane with Holgate's nationally known products, stirring great civic pride. In addition to brightly colored toys, Jerry fashioned specialty items such as custom chess sets and knife handles for display. As Jerry's many toys sold by the thousands, he became more involved in civic life in Kane. By the mid-1930s, Jerry envisioned Kane's future as a winter sports paradise and organized several excursion trains from Pittsburgh. Touting Kane as the Lake Placid of Pennsylvania, Jerry became president of the Kane Ski Club and commissioned Norman to select the queen of the winter sports carnival. Norman's highly trained eye chose Miss Lucille Frost in 1938 and Miss Jean McCluskey in 1939 as Snow Queen royalty. When Holgate opened its factory number 5 on Biddle Street in 1938, the company had almost 500 employees and paid out annual wages of $500,000. Holgate produced more than 3,000 different products and bought 6 million board feet of lumber per year. Meanwhile, Jerry was president of the Kane Country Club, Kane Tennis Association, the local PTA, the Soapbox Derby, and the local Red Cross, with Norman Rockwell painting the Red Cross poster, by the way. Jerry was also a steward for Kane's Episcopal Church. Jerry's boys, John and Richard, graduated from Kane High. In 1935, son John won a cartoon contest in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette when he depicted the story of a hay fever sufferer who stopped in the middle of a sneeze when he alighted from the railroad platform in Kane and didn't have another spasm until 4 weeks later when he completed the last half of his sneeze as he left the borough limits of the hilltop en route home. George McLean, one of Kane's loyal boosters, mustered the nerve to pen a letter to Norman Rockwell in 1947, asking him to feature Kane on one of his many magazine covers. McLean received a nice letter in return, thanking him for his interest and explaining that as of yet, he had not been able to yield to pressure from his own hometown. Jerry, who stayed active in Kane's civic affairs until 1955, when Holgate moved to North Carolina, died in St. Petersburg, Florida in 1973 at the age of 80. Brother Norman died 5 years later in Stockbridge, Massachusetts at the age of 84. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.